ask an interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. I'm thankful, and I have found the reality that the longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. And one of the reasons that that's true is that the older I get, the more I realize the mercy that God has had on me. And I recognize how long-suffering the Lord has been with me, how forgiving and kind and loving. And I believe I realize that more today than I did 10 years ago. And I'm so grateful to a Lord that loves each one of us. The Lord wants to see each one of us make it home safely. So the burden I have in my heart, and I will acknowledge the Lord gave me this message a few weeks ago, and I was sick, and I couldn't be here. And I won't say ironically enough, I guess I'll say interestingly enough, and I listened in to the Sunday school. Brother Justin taught about rearview mirrors, and that was actually just a subset of this message. And I thought, well, the Lord knew what was needed, and the Lord impressed me to go ahead and preach this message this morning on the cause of accidents. The enemy is doing all that he can to make you and me lose our soul. Everything that he can. I've seen too many lose out with God that have served the Lord faithfully for many years. It's kind of like seeing people that have been married for 30 years and then seeing them separate. And you're thinking, you all made it for 30 years. You couldn't make it for another 20? I've seen people do that with the Lord. They serve the Lord for years and years and were blessed in their experience. And before they died, they lost out. You know, we're not home yet. And until we get home, we need to be on guard. As some of you probably realize, they say 50 to 77% of car accidents happen within 10 to 15 miles of home. So it's not that the general, most accidents don't happen when you're on that long trip and you're 1,000 miles from home. 50% of accidents happen within 3 to 5 miles of home. In other words, I'm almost there. I know this route. I've driven this route. I'm familiar with the road. Do you realize there is a danger when you get really familiar? Because when you know how the road goes, a lot of times you start tuning out, don't you? It's muscle memory driving. Been here so many times, I don't even have to pay attention. I know when the road turns. I know what the speed limit is. And we get careless and we get casual and accidents happen. It's not always the dangerous roads where accidents happen. It's the familiar ones when we stop paying attention. So I want to, by the help of the Lord, just mention very practically this morning some of the causes of natural accidents and apply those to our experience spiritually. Because it does apply. And there may be some of these you don't need right now. Maybe you're thinking that's not a problem. But folks, the enemy is trying to cause all of us to have an accident spiritually. And we need to be aware of that. And when we are aware of that fact, it should make us more cognizant and watchful of the things around us. So they are passing laws, and I'm trying to see if I brought my phone up with me. I normally don't. Okay. That you're not supposed to do what when you're driving? Text. Now, I would almost like to do a little survey here. Has anyone ever besides me ever been guilty of texting and have to jerk back? All right, there's a few of us. Do you realize because we're driving, excuse me, and we feel like we're in control? I still don't understand it when people are driving down the road with a dog in their lap, though. I don't get that one either. If you're going to outlaw texting, outlaw the dog on the lap. But anyway, Distractions when you are driving causes accidents. I have almost been hit before and looked over, and I was pretty sure someone was messing with their phone when they were looking down because they weren't paying attention to the road. Texting, talking on the phone, I personally, it hasn't really been too much of an issue, but distractions, I see people looking in the mirror, you know, people, they're putting on their makeup, and they're driving, I'm like, what? You're not even watching the road. It's because accidents happen when you're not watching, right? Many times. How many of us have had accidents that drive? Are you afraid to put your hand up? Is it okay? I would be interested. Have you ever had an accident? There's two hands up in the back. We're covered. All right, but did anybody leave home and say, I think I'll have an accident today? I'm going to plan for an accident. Do we plan for accidents? The nature of an accident is that it was not intended. How many of us say, I think tomorrow, I'm doing pretty good today. You know, I think tomorrow I'm going to backslide. Tomorrow I'm going to go get drunk. You know, I think next Friday I'm going to commit adultery. I think I'm just going to backslide next Friday. You know, Wednesday I got a business deal. I think I'm just going to throw my hands up on my walk with God and I'm going to lie in that business deal because I can make an extra $1,000. So I'm going to lie about it. Is that what happens normally? Is that how people backslide? Not normally. I knew one man that made a decision to go get drunk. But normally, that's not the case that happens in people's backsliding. Backsliding happens just like an accident does. It was unintentional. We didn't plan to do it. Something happened. So we want to be aware of things in our lives spiritually that we need to be aware of. Because I want to make it home safely. Can you imagine? I have given my, I'll just speak personally, and you can give your testimony. Mine's no more important than yours, okay? But I've given my life for the cause of God. I gave everything I have for the cause of God. I turned my back on the world and on making money in the world, and I said, Lord, because of His call, I'm going to work for You and serve You. And I've done it basically my whole life. Can you imagine what it would be like now that I'm in my mid-50s almost? Can you imagine what it would be like to turn my back on God now and lose my soul? It's happened with a lot of people. We're going to have to be careful because accidents happen. So beware of distractions. Jesus said in Luke 21, let's read a verse. Luke 21, verse 34, He said, take heed to who? To your neighbor, take heed to yourselves. It's easy to look at other people and say, hey, you need to be careful here spiritually. But what about me? Can we look to ourselves and say, I need to be really careful here. I'm getting a little distracted here. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness, and you may be like, oh, I'm good. I'm not doing those things. He went on to say, and with cares of life. So that day come upon you unawares, for as a snare or a trap, an accident, it's going to come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Take heed to yourself. In other words, be aware of distractions in your life. It's not just, well, I think I'll lie or go commit adultery or get drunk tonight. It's the cares of life, the things that I get distracted with, lawful things that would take me away from my focus and love for the things of God. I'm so busy with work. I'm so busy with family. I'm so busy with my business. I'm so busy with my hobby that I begin to neglect my worship and service in the things of God. And He said, be careful, because those distractions can cause us to have an accident. And I want us to make it home. Because iniquity shall abound, the scripture says, the love of many shall what? Wax cold. Do you know there's been a lot of spiritual accidents because people lost their love? But who here, does anybody here plan? If you want to raise your hand, feel free. Does anybody here plan to lose your love for God? I plan to give up my love tonight for God. But do people give up their love for God? Do you realize that's what an accident is? I didn't plan to. But you realize there are things that cause accidents. Accidents have a cause. And distractions are one of them. I got too occupied with something else. And I had an accident. And you say, but I didn't mean to, as if that excuses it. I know accidents. I know we want to be merciful when people have accidents. We say, I didn't mean to. I know, but what led to the accident? Could have you done something that would have helped you not have an accident? And normally that's the case. All right. Another cause of accidents is ignorance of the law. You know, ignorance of the law can cause accidents. In other words, when you go take your driving test, you know, you have to look in that little, I don't know even what they call it. You look on that screen in there and you have to tell what the signs mean. Yield, left turn, right turn, stop. But what if someone did not know those things and went out and started driving? When they saw a stop sign, they thought, well, that's a go. Ignorance, right? An ignorance of what the law is. Ignorance of the speed limit. Ignorance of the signs. Not knowing how to merge. Have you ever been with someone that didn't know how to merge? I was with someone that was driving one time. It was scary. When people come up merging on the highway and they slow way down, it's almost better to cause an accident. No, you look and if there's room, you punch it and you get on there. But people that don't know how to merge, I'm being so careful and so cautious, and they don't know how to do it, and they about cause an accident because of overcautiousness. They don't recognize the proper way to do it. The scripture says in 2 Timothy, to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Folks, we need to know what is right and what is true. Because if we don't know what the Bible teaches, we will very likely get caught up in something that's not true. I could go to many places to worship this morning. What's keeping me from doing that? Knowledge of the law of God. The reason I don't want to maybe go to the place down the road is because I know what the Bible teaches about sin. I know what the Bible teaches about holy living, and they're not teaching that down the road, so I don't want to go there. But if I'm ignorant of what the law of God is, then I would be susceptible to the influence and the programs and the larger congregations of maybe somewhere I could go down the road. You understand? Ignorance of the law causes accidents. So this is why it's important for us to get in and study the Word of God and know what the Bible teaches and don't get caught up or entangled in fellowships that are not teaching the truth of God's Word. Keep us from false religion. Another thing that causes accidents, and I'm going to expand this category just a little bit, but is poor situational awareness. And I think that was a lot of what Brother Justin was talking about, is not checking the blind spots. But with that comes not being aware of what's going on around you. You know, you're supposed to check your mirror frequently. So if you have to jerk over, you already know no one's there because I've been looking in my mirrors. Overconfidence. Do you know that car insurance is higher for young men than it is for young ladies? Y'all know that? I don't want to cause a controversy here, but do you really think it's because the young ladies know how to drive better? You know the reason why? Is because young men, maybe old men too, can be a little bit overconfident. I've got it. I'm in control. I know what's going on. I can handle this. and there's more accidents. Spiritually speaking, we need to be careful about overconfidence, saints. I've done this for years. Well, I've been preaching for over 30 years. I can handle, I'm not susceptible. That's about the time the devil comes in with a trap and I'll have a spiritual accident. We can't say, well, I've been saved this long, I'm good. Most accidents happen close to home. So we need to be careful about being overconfident in our ability, what we know, how long we've served the Lord. We need to maintain a carefulness in our life and say, well, I can handle that. I'm not going to be affected if I go do that. I'm not going to be affected by that. Folks, all of us are influenceable. All of us are influenceable. So be careful about the influences that you place yourself under. And you may say, that's not going to affect me. Really? Why has it affected so many that went down that path? And they had an accident. So if I see others have had an accident going down that path, I want to have some situational awareness. And I want to be careful in my life. Holding faith, 1 Timothy chapter 1, holding faith in a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith made shipwreck. They were doing good. But they had a shipwreck. They had an accident. Because they began to make exceptions. Be careful of making exceptions in your life. Do you know what I realized raising children? It seemed like that they remembered your exceptions more than the general rule. Any parent ever made an exception with something? And I'm not talking about sin. But yet maybe a place you were really careful, but you made an exception. It seems like children really learn from those exceptions. Y'all know what I'm talking about? We need to be careful. Those of you that have young children, be really careful about the exceptions you make in your life. David, thinking about carelessness. Carelessness is the root cause of many accidents. In a lot of these categories that I came up with, a lot of them, they bleed in together. They work together. David, do you remember during the time when David looked up and saw Bathsheba, and he ended up committing adultery, and he ended up committing murder? Do you remember what time of year it was? It was the time, it said, the scripture says, during the time when kings went to war. And where was David? He was at home. He didn't go to war. He should have been at war. He should have been occupied. He should have been doing something, fulfilling his place as the king. He should have been on the battlefield, and he wouldn't have committed adultery, and he wouldn't have committed murder if he would have been where he was supposed to have been. What's the old proverb or the old saying that idleness is whose playground? Is what? An idle mind is the devil's workshop, and there's also idleness or whatever is the devil's playground. In other words, when you don't have enough to do and your time is not occupied with good, beneficial, profitable things, you're setting yourself up for an accident. Whether it's on your phone, whether it's what you're doing and occupying your thoughts, who you're going out with, what you're doing. Folks, we need to be careful to stay busy with the things of God. Keep yourself, have some situational awareness. Be careful that you don't put yourself in a compromising position. And that's not for the preacher to make a list of rules. It's for you in your life to personally, in your walk with God, to recognize that it's in places of vulnerability that people fall. And you didn't plan it. It wasn't intentional. I didn't mean to commit sin. I didn't mean to have an accident. But how did you get there? How could it have been prevented? And that's what we want to be aware of and stir up our minds this morning. There's another story. I remember as a child hearing this one, and I was very impressed with this story. And I know I've told at least at the old chapel, I remember sharing it. But there was a man that was, he had his family, and he must have had some money. I can't hire a chauffeur for my family. But he must have had some money, and he was looking to hire a chauffeur to drive his wife and children around. And some of y'all heard this, and he said, so he had people come in applying for the job, and he said, I have a test for you. He said, I want you to take the car and see how close to the edge of the cliff you can get, so I can see your driving ability. So one man goes, and he drives about this close to the edge, and the man says, all right, next. And the next one thought, well, I can do better than that. And he got this close to the edge of the cliff, just driving longer. And one thought, I want this job. I can do this. And he got there and had his tire just halfway on and off, and he drove down the edge of that. And he thought, surely I'll get it. There's another man that looked at another man applying for the job, and he said, there is no way I'm going to do that. He said, that's dangerous. He said, I'm not going to do that. And the man said, you've got the job. I want someone that's going to be safe with my children and my wife. Situational awareness. How close to the edge are you living your life this morning? You say, Brother Michael, you can't tell me it's sin. I'm not, okay. It's not sin. It would be really interesting to have a show of hands on a lot of these things. It wouldn't be fair to y'all to do this. But I wonder this morning how many, and don't raise your hand, okay? I'm just going to ask the question though. How many have done something that you knew was not sin, but it was putting you in a pretty vulnerable position? Do you realize that's when accidents happen? And some of those accidents are irrecoverable. People lose their lives in accidents sometimes. So I want to encourage us, although it might not be sin, be really careful about what you do, about the decisions you make in life. Be really careful, because I want us to make it home. I want us to make it home. One of the other causes of accidents that has caused so many accidents, what does it say on the road? The signs, don't do what and drive. Don't drink and drive. I got stopped one time a number of years ago in Nixa. There's, just so y'all know, police are everywhere in Nixa. So if you drive in our town of Nixa, there are police. Now, there's been a few times I was like, where are they? I wish they were here. But anyway. So, there are police everywhere in Nixa, and I got stopped. I didn't realize I was doing anything, but I think it had dropped down to 30 miles an hour, and I wasn't aware of it or something. And the man came up, the policeman walked up. He's very pleasant, very nice. He looked in the window, and he said, sir, have you been drinking? I said, no, sir, I don't drink. I mean, I might have a soda or water or something, but I said, sir, no, I don't drink. And he said, okay, well, I saw you kind of weave back there. And he said, be safe, and he let me go. I appreciated that, but he was concerned that my faculties were impaired. That's the reason why the scripture says, be not drunk with wine or with beer, or with whiskey, or whatever else. Be not drunk, because wherein is excess, but be filled with what? Be filled with the Spirit. In other words, what it's saying is, don't be under the influence. Are you driving under the influence? Be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And you say, but how much is too much? Why do you want it to start with? What influence are you being affected by? And that's the reason why accidents happen, when our judgment is impaired. Alcohol and drugs, but we're going to get a little bit closer. Anybody here get tired? Fatigue. Spiritual fatigue. Emotional fatigue. We all get there sometimes. Do you realize when we get emotionally or spiritually tired, we need to be really careful? I remember one time in college, I had stayed up working all night, and I was in Guthrie, actually, and I had to go back to Stillwater, and I do not know how I got there. I remember pulling into Stillwater, crossing the bridge into Stillwater, having driven 30 or 40 minutes from Guthrie, and I kind of almost came to, and I didn't realize how I'd gotten there. That's dangerous. That is just dangerous. When we get tired, folks, we need to be really careful. Do you know what you do when you're driving? What you should do when you're driving and you recognize you're so tired, you can't even hardly keep your eyes open? What should you do? Stop. That's why they're called rest stops. Just get out and walk around for a couple minutes. You'll still get to your destination. You might not get there if you don't stop. So sometimes just to get out and kind of get our blood stirring and, you know, slap our face a little bit, get a drink, do something, and move around a little bit, and I'm ready for the rest of the journey. But when we are spiritually tired, we are prone to make poor decisions under the influence. Not just drugs and alcohol, but fatigue. And I will mention another one, and we may preach on this more in depth another time. But folks, if you get hurt by friends, family, and even more sometimes right in the congregation or in the church, when you get your feelings hurt, you are in a vulnerable place setting up to have an accident. Because I'm hurt. And everybody gets hurt sometimes. We need to be recognized. I need to be really careful. I don't want to have an accident. I'm hurt. But Lord, I want to stay faithful. I want to be careful here. All right, we're going to very briefly mention a couple things, before a few more things. One of the things that causes accidents is speeding. You want me to ask for a show of hands on that one? Speeding. Going faster than what you should. Driving faster than conditions allow. Do you know that's the reason why you say, have you ever been there in a snowstorm or rainstorm and the speed limit's 75? Well, the speed limit's 75 and you can't hardly see, but the speed limit says 75. You know, in the law, I believe it says it is based on conditions. When conditions are bad, you need to learn to slow down because there's reduced reaction time. When you're going faster, greater impact. The scripture says this, Psalms 27:14, wait on the Lord. You know, sometimes we get, even in good things, we're just ready to go. Just all the time, I'm ready to go do this, I'm ready to go do that, I'm going to go do this for the Lord, I'm going to go, and we're just go, go, go. And the Lord says, just, you're speeding. You're speeding. The faster you go, the less reaction time you're going to have. You need to wait on the Lord. In India, at least used to be, I don't know how it is today as much. But in India, I remember Brother John telling us that the wife is supposed to walk, I think, 10 paces behind her husband. And my sister said, what do you do, though? She gets up beside me and said, get back, woman, get back. That's her culture. But do you recognize that sometimes, folks, what about when the wife gets going faster than her husband and she's 10 paces ahead of him? Then the husband says, honey, if you'll just wait, I'll go with you. If you'll just hold on a second, I'll walk with you. I don't want my wife to walk behind me, and I also don't want her to walk in front of me. I want her to walk beside me. You know, the Lord wants to walk with you today. But sometimes people have accidents because they start going too fast. And they move outside of the will of God. So wait on the call of God. And also, do you know that accidents can be caused by going too slow? Going too slow is a hazard. Scripture teaches us this in Psalm 119:60. I made haste and delayed not to keep the commandments. Delayed obedience will get us in trouble. If you know what the Lord wants in your life, I want to encourage you, don't go too slow. If the Lord's been talking to you about something, move on up and do it. Two other things before we close. Failure to yield. Pulling out too soon, running the stop signs, ignoring the right-of-ways. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of what? Death. Accidents. Failing to yield. Are we listening and submitting to the Spirit of God in our life? So would it be fair to ask us this morning, is there anything the Lord's been talking to you about? And you said, but it's not sin. And so we go through our arguments. Or like I have told you all before, when I first moved, or we were about to move to Nixa there on Campbell, going in towards Nixa, it's 60 or 65 miles an hour, and there's still stoplights. And I remember going through, and I saw one, and I closed my eyes and went on through. I didn't see it turn red, because I closed my eyes. Do we do that with the Lord sometimes? So if you know the Lord has been talking to you about something, give right of way. Because if you don't, you're setting yourself up for an accident. And lastly, and this really covers a lot of what we've been talking about, neglect. You know, accidents happen just from general neglect. Not taking care of the car, worn tires, bad brakes, poor maintenance. Folks, let's keep our spiritual life well maintained. Let's read the Bible. Let's be faithful to pray. Prayer, daily prayer is not meant to be a bondage, okay? Let me say that again. Anybody need to hear that again? Daily worship is not meant to be a bondage. Well, I have to pray today. Well, I didn't pray. Then the devil makes it, well, I didn't read and pray today, so you're not a good Christian. It's not meant to be a bondage. It's, Lord, I love you, and I want to make it, and I want to be careful. So I want to take time to read some of the Word, and I want to take time to pray and seek your grace, Lord. Because I want to make it home. So let's be careful about our maintenance. Appreciate your time. Wherefore, beloved, seeing you look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and without blameless. I want to make it all the way home. So to do that, we're going to have to be careful, because none of us intend to have an accident. It makes me nervous. Here's a little caution. Well, I don't know if we've ever said this. When y'all pull out of this, out of the driveway here, would y'all be extra careful? I told Renee, I said, this is an accident waiting to happen, because they're not stopping for you. So wait till you've got a clear right of way. Wait till you have time, even if you punch it. Sometimes it's dangerous. So be careful, but most of all, let's be careful spiritually, okay? Let's pray for one another. Let's be on guard, and the Lord will help us to make it to the end, but we also have some responsibility. Amen.